10-11 on the Mighty 690. I'm Shane Neal filling in for James while he comes back from being on the Matt and I joke that he's on the 3-day illness IL, and he'll be back tomorrow. He's confirmed that. He's texted me and said he'll be back tomorrow. So you only got to deal with me for another hour or so, but now we're joined, as we are each and every Tuesday, by Independence Chamber of Commerce President Lisa Wilson. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good, and we're doing something a little bit different. Normally, we're live on Facebook when you're in studio, but as I'm sure a lot of people around Coffeyville and the surrounding area have learned, Facebook is currently offline, so unfortunately, no camera this week, but we'll still have plenty of great stuff to talk about.
I know. I tried to get on my Facebook page before I left town, and I thought I'd done something to mess mine up, and lo and behold, sounds like a worldwide problem.
Yep. But we obviously, as always, Independence full of events and full of big stuff going on. So what's some of the latest?
So let's talk about the Buy a Brick campaign. So this has been going on for a while, but they've extended the date to March the 25th. And it's an opportunity to buy a brick at the Central Park Sports Complex. So these are the bricks that you can put your family name on. You can put your business logo on. you can put special dates on them and basically just leave a legacy at the sports complex. So if you are interested in a laser engraved brick paver, you can go to the Central Park Sports Complex Facebook page and you can place your order there, and you have until Monday, March 25th to do so. And I believe they're anywhere, I think, between $100, maybe $300, depending on the size that you get. But I just want to remind everybody that it's a fun way to, just recognize family members and grandkids and things like that. So we have one in the miniature golf course that has my kids' birth dates on them. And then over at Veterans Freedom Square, we bought one to commemorate my dad serving in the Korean War. And then we put one for our family at the stadium because they did the same thing. And I recently bought one that is kind of in honor of my first grandchild. And so it's fun to have them, in there. And it's a great way to raise money. That's what we're trying to do, more importantly. And so get your brick and know that you have until March the 25th to do so. And again, go to the Central Park Sports Complex and it'll walk you through the process. In fact, when you fill it out, it will show you online what your brick actually will look like. So it's
cool.
A pretty cool system. Yeah. So go check that out and get your brick. I think at First Friday, our city manager, Kelly Passuer, challenged all the grandparents in the room to purchase a brick for the grandkiddos. So
great way to show community support, and great way to, like you said, continue the family legacy, where it'll be cool where, like you said, if there's a young child or grandchild, they get their name on a brick, and all of a sudden 5-10 years down the road, they're going to the Central Park Sports Complex and hey, there's their name.
That's right. It is. It's always fun to do that when we go to the miniature golf course and you play the miniature golf. When you play the course, it's always fun to walk through the little paths and look for your bricks. So, yes, lots of fun. And then another thing that another fundraising opportunity that's going on is the Independence Area Community Chest is raffling a 2023 Dodge Ram. So they were talking about this at First Friday as well. So this is super cool. This would be a great way to contribute to the Community Chest and possibly win a brand new truck. So the Community Chest, it supports 23 local organizations, and it's a great way to donate money to a nonprofit, and then they put all of the money together kind of in the chest, and then all of the area agencies make application to the Community Chest. And they make a pitch for how much money they need and what they're going to be using those funds for. And then the Community Chest divvies up and allocates the money to these organizations. So when you give to the Community Chest, you're actually giving to a lot of different organizations, such as the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center, or you're giving to the Home Sweet Home Homeless Ministries, you're giving to the Food Pantry, you're giving to AWOL. So that's just a few of the agencies that are connected to the Community Chest. So if you are wanting to get a raffle ticket for this truck, you can go online and you can do that at the Independence Area Community Chest, or you can mail a check to P.O. Box 13 and you'll write raffle in the memo, and then they will mail you your tickets. And tickets are $50 for one, or eight for $350, and that makes them like $43.75 or something. So you're getting a little price break there for the volume purchase. You got to buy your raffle tickets by May the 10th, because that's when the drawing will be held. And hey, what a great way to win a brand new truck.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Especially
give to a cause.
Yeah, with how much prices have been going up, I'm sure a lot of people would love to have a new truck.
I know, and they brought the truck to First Friday and parked it out front. It's black. It's extended cab. It's nice.
Yeah,
super cool. And then also I wanted to just let everybody know that the Independence Gun Club Sporting Heritage Center, downtown Independence, right in the 200 block, that has all of Craig Boddington's mounts and everything, is now open every Saturday from 10 to 2. And you can go in. Craig Boddington has hunted on every continent except Antarctica. And there are over 300 mounts in there, and they are all labeled. There's some video that tells about the animals as you progress around the room. And I believe that it is official. They are now a museum. And so it'll be quite the tourist attraction. So if you're looking for something to do on a Saturday morning or early afternoon from 10 to 2, go check out the Independence Gun Club Sporting Heritage Center.
Very cool.
Now it's time for Tuesday night bike rides. So that's back in motion. They started back up in March. So March through May, they ride at 6 o'clock in the evenings out at the outlet channels, kind of where they meet at Elk City State Park. And got to have a helmet on and bring a headlight if you're going to be riding past dark. But it's the Tuesday night Eagle Rock Shredders bike rides. So are you a bike rider?
I'm more of a hiker than a bike rider, but I do both. So
okay. Well, there's lots of great trails out there for bike riding and hiking. And just wanted to remind everybody that tonight at 6:30 in the Independence Middle School Losey Gymnasium, the orchestra will be playing. So there's going to be a concert tonight at 6:30. So, and then I'll give you a save the date for the Independence High School Orchestra Band and Choir Concert that'll be at the high school, and it will be Wednesday, April the 3rd. But as we get close to the end of the year, they're doing all of their concerts. Yep. It's hard to believe. March, April, May, it's going to be here.
Crazy.
So, so tonight is the Independence Middle School Orchestra Concert. We were talking about this off air, mm-hmm. So the Pirates are going to take on the Ravens in Independence tomorrow night, 5:30. The women will play, and the men's game will tip off around 7:30. I called my daughter on my way here and reminded them that we're having a basketball game, so we always like to go out and watch the Pirates.
I don't know who made the schedule for the Jayhawk Conference this year, but ending the season with Independence Coffeeville's kudos to them.
I know.
Great way to end the year. Yep.
It will be fun. It's always a good game. There's always a lot of excitement in the air. So I'm hoping to carve out some time, get out there and cheer on the Pirates. So, hey, this is something that we just found out about. Are you a Scooters fan?
I'll get some coffee from Scooters.
All right.
Sure.
So in Independence, the Scooters they're having a contest to see. It's actually they're trying to set a Scooter's speed record. And so they're wanting to do, it's Thursday from March the 7th from, I don't know. It says at the top of the flyer 7 to 10, and at the bottom it says 7 to 8:30. So you just better get there between 7 and 8:30 to be on
safe.
The safe
yeah.
side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and that probably sounds more like it, that 90-minute window right before everybody gets to work. And so go and get your drink, because it's half off, and it's Thursday, March the 7th from 7 to 8:30 is what we're going to say. Help Scooters set a speed record. Now, let me tell you, it's only in Independence, and it doesn't apply to the Dollar Delights It's one discount per transaction, and you can't use it on your mobile app because the mobile app's not set up to recognize that because it's only independents.
Okay.
So just drive through, give them your order, get a half price drink, and
I'm guessing the speed record is number of people they serve in that time
frame? That window, yes, of time. So, and I don't know how many they've typically, you know, are able to handle in there, but we'll report back.
They seem to go pretty quick regardless. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't remember waiting too long anyway, but
yeah.
If they're going to get faster, I'm all for it.
Yeah, absolutely. So so help them. That'll be something fun. We'll watch their Facebook page, and maybe we'll talk about it next week, see how many people they put through the drive-through and how long that it took them. So anyway, that'll be fun. And then also I like to talk about live music that we have in downtown Independence during the week, because at Dickie's on Thursday night from 6:30 to 9, Robbie Bell's going to play. So she's from Coffeyville, and she'll be in Independence playing. She's super talented. I always enjoy listening to her music. And I was there last Thursday, and Chris Mitchell played. And I actually ran into Marcy Roberts from Coffeyville and a few other people. And so it's fun, you know, to see Coffeyville people coming and eating in the Independence restaurants and all of the Independence people coming to the Coffeyville and like the Yoke and enjoying dinner. Mm-hmm. So we're just supporting all the good restaurants in Montgomery County.
Absolutely.
So check out Robbie Bell at Dickie's on Thursday evening from 6:30 to 9. St. Andrew Parish Center is doing their Lenten Fish Fry, and this is a fundraiser for the Knights of Columbus, and it's every Friday night until March the 22nd, so that means you have three more Friday nights to take advantage of this. I went on Friday night because they have great fish, and I mean, it's fried fresh, it's so good, and it's catfish fillets, hush puppies, coleslaw, french fries. It's $12, dine in or carry out. And I was full when I left, and I had an opportunity to visit with lots of people. And it's a great way to support the Knights of Columbus. So skip cooking dinner on, like, you can go to Dickie's on Thursday night.
There you go.
Have great barbecue and live music. Skip cooking on Friday night and just have fish and support the Knights of Columbus.
Dinner's
I'm all
taken
about
care
it.
Of.
Yeah,
absolutely.
There's no reason to cook anymore. It's too many opportunities out there. Hey, there's another opportunity on next Saturday, on March the 9th. Wait, is that this Saturday?
That's this Saturday.
Yes, this Saturday. So you're not going to cook breakfast either, because Fortitude Lodge number 107, those are the Masons, they're having a breakfast of biscuits and gravy, sausage, eggs, and pancakes. And adult tickets are $9, and tickets for kids 12 and under are $7, and it's from 7 to 11, and the Masonic Lodge is at 2000 West Laurel. So Saturday, go get some breakfast and support the Masons. They're good cooks.
Yeah.
They did this last month, and I went, and it was really good.
Yeah.
So go support the Masons this Saturday morning, 7 to 11, 2000 West Laurel, and help them raise money, because they push their money right back into the community, supporting all kinds of very worthy projects. So are you a golfer by any chance? You're a hiker.
Not a good one.
Okay. Well, hey, you don't have to be good. We have a new driving range in Independence, so Sycamore Valley Driving Range. It's right out north of town where the golf course used to be. And on this Saturday, March the 9th, from 11 to 3, PGA Golf Pro Jason Doshny is going to be on site giving golf tips. So you can go,
there you go,
and get some tips.
Maybe get a little better. Yeah.
Yes, so that you're not quite as you're not shanking it or, you know. But
we see where the ball ended up.
Yeah, that's right. So it's lots of fun to go out to the driving range. They're going to have some drinks out there, I think some cookies, and they're going to have some prize drawings and all kinds of fun things. So just head on out again this Saturday from 11 to 3 out to the Sycamore Valley Driving Range. And it's fun for everybody. Even if you don't have golf clubs, they have clubs out there for you.
Cool.
So don't let that get in the way.
Yeah.
Just head out and buy a bucket of balls and have a good time. So it says test out the launch monitor. So that might be something new that they have out there. So we're approaching spring break. Little House on the Prairie is going to be open the week of spring break only from 10 to 5. And then their official opening day for the season will be April the 1st. So if you have family in town for spring break, or the kids are out of school and you're looking for something to do, go out to Little House on the Prairie and check out everything that they have going on out there. Kind of a sneak peek. Mm-hmm. Then it'll close down for a little bit, then open back up, like I said, on April the 1st for the entire season, which will end usually in October. The Southeast Kansas Senior Safety and Wellness Coalition is having another luncheon on Wednesday, March the 13th. So that's next week from 11:30 to 1. These are quarterly luncheons sponsored by RSVP Four County Mental Health. And this one will be in Independence. I think they kind of bounce back and forth, but this one's going to be in Independence. The cost of the luncheon is only $5. And if you want a reservation, call Kathy Shepherd at 332-1954 before March 11th. And the speaker is someone who is very qualified to speak on the topic of avoiding scams, protecting yourself, and your personal information. She is the Chautauqua County attorney, Ruth Ritthaler, and I think that's very valuable information for not only seniors, but everybody.
Absolutely.
But this one is focused on seniors. So again, it will be Wednesday, March the 13th from 11:30 to 1. $5, but you do need to make a reservation so they know how much food to prepare. Call 332-1954, and it'll be out at Four County Mental Health on Highway 160, just west of Independence. And let's see, it's almost Easter. Doesn't it feel weird
Yes.
that Easter is going to be in March?
Yes, it
so
does.
So early this
that
year.
Is odd, yep.
But the Easter Bunny's going to hop into town even earlier on Saturday, March the 16th. They'll be at L2 Realty, which is out on South 10th Street by Dr. Barta's clinic. The exact address is 4045B County Road 3900. And you can get your picture taken with Mr. Cottontail between 10 and 11 that Saturday morning. So not this Saturday, but next Saturday, if you want to get the kiddos all dressed up, get them out there and get their picture with the Easter Bunny. Then you'll have something fun to post on Easter Sunday. You'll already have your picture taken. So we have Home Sweet Home Homeless Ministry, which actually I mentioned is under the Community Chest as one of the groups that the Community Chest donates to. But the homeless ministry is very active in our community and provides a much needed provides homeless shelters, which are much needed in our community. Mm-hmm. And so they are doing a fundraiser on Saturday, March the 16th. So that's going to be next Saturday from 5:30 to 7 at the Baptist Church. And it's pulled pork and ribs, and they have mac and cheese and baked beans and coleslaw. It's going to be a great meal. Adults are $10, $5 for children under 12. And then they're also having a Branson vacation 1 week for 4 to 8 people raffle. And that's an extra way to raise some money, so you can buy some raffle tickets. If you want to more information, you can call Renita Butler at 719-7676. But again, I just encourage everyone to either donate to the cause or come out and have dinner and be a part of the fundraiser, because this is a group that truly is making a difference in our community and needs our support. So put that on your calendar again next Saturday from 5:30 to 7. One more reason you don't have to cook in Independence. We just keep having fundraising dinners. I see nothing wrong with that.
Well, what's the point of having a kitchen at this
point? That's right. I don't even know if my oven might work because I don't use it. Kansas Works is hosting a job fair on March the 20th, and that will be from 11:30 to 2:30. The entire community is invited to attend. It's at the high school gymnasium, but it is a community job fair. So if you are looking for employment, definitely put this on your calendar. But for this interview, I'm really talking to the employers in town. If you are a business and industry that is you know, always looking for great people and needing to hire people, and you're not already registered for this job fair, please contact Kansas Works and get registered for this, because they want to make sure that all business and industry are represented and represented well when we bring community members in that are looking for work. We want to get you, a perfect match.
Right.
So be sure and contact Kansas Works and get signed up if you are not already planning to be there. Just a little shout out for the high school. I found out that their spring musical is The Little Mermaid. So that'll be March 22nd and 23rd, 7:30 in the evening. And then they'll have a Sunday matinee on the 24th at 2:30. So that ought to be fun. I like The Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
And the high school always does such a great job putting on their spring musicals. The Easter Bunny will be back in town on the 30th for a couple different reasons. He's going to be at Lavish Skin and Nail Boutique at 101 North Penn Avenue from 10 to noon. So you can go get your picture taken at Lavish right before the Community Easter Egg Hunt, because the Community Easter Egg Hunt is also that Saturday morning, sponsored by Rotary. And the hunt will start at 3 o'clock. And it's for kids up to nine years of age. So we break it up, and so there's like 0 to 1, and then 1 to 2, and those kinds of things. So we have multiple hunts that afternoon, but the hunts again will, the first hunt will start at 3 o'clock, and then we'll progress until we get all of the kids up to age 9 taken care of. It's at the Park Oval. So, again, that's a Saturday before Easter, so that's Saturday, March the 30th. And then shout out to Lavish Skin and Nail Boutique, because they just joined the Chamber of Commerce. We did their ribbon cutting yesterday at 8 o'clock in the morning. So they have a very nice boutique at the corner of 101 North Penn Avenue.
Yeah.
And, again, can get your picture taken with the Easter Bunny.
And that's
that morning.
Cool to hear. Where you know, just like you said, just did their ribbon cutting, and cool to hear that they're already getting involved with community events.
Yes, yes, they are. So it is. It is nice. We're gonna have another ribbon cutting and business after hours coming up on Tuesday, April the 2nd, and that's at Brio Med Spa and Wellness at 209 North Penn Avenue, from 5 to 6. They are actually a HEAL grant recipient from the Department of Commerce from the state of Kansas. They received a $100,000 HEAL grant. They're doing a complete renovation. Haley Schulteis bought the building. This is her business. She has been in business for just right at a year, outgrown her current space, bought the building, doing this renovation. It's going to be beautiful. Very so cool. We're going to celebrate her on Tuesday, April the 2nd. So everybody is welcome to come to that from 5 to 6. And then we'll have First Friday on Friday, April the 5th, which will be here before we know it. Excuse me. Knoll Chiropractic is our sponsor, and they are having their 75th anniversary. So I believe that Dr. Knoll's dad was a chiropractor. He's a chiropractor, and now his son is in business with him, Logan Knoll, and kind of a family legacy.
Three generations.
I know, celebrating 75 years. And our speakers will be Tricia Purden with Office of Rural Prosperity, which is, she's involved with the HEAL grant that I just talked about. And Michael McCambridge, who is vice principal at the Independence High School and is in charge of Teammates, and that's the in-school mentoring program. So he's going to be talking about that. And then Abby Eckberg is with Confluence, and she is out of Iowa and, well, Des Moines, Iowa, and Kansas City, and they are the group that is facilitating the comprehensive plan for the City of Independence, and she will be giving kind of a final presentation on the draft plan for the comprehensive plan that'll take us into the next 40 plus years. So want to make sure that everybody is well informed about the direction that the city is taking. You know, that comprehensive plan is very important, because that's what we use to make decisions on how we grow our city, whether it's the industrial park, it's housing, you know, whatever it is. And so lots of really valuable information will go into that comprehensive plan, and then it will also be shared at First Friday, but again, it will be shared on April the 9th at an open house from 5 to 7 that it will be at the Civic Center, and we'll talk more about that in the upcoming months. So just lastly, I just want to do a little shout-outs to All Wheels Night is going to be starting back up on April the 12th. Park opening is April the 13th. The William Inge Festival is April 18th through the 20th. And then we will be celebrating Love Independence Day. And that is April the 27th. And I want everybody to be thinking about all the fun things that they can do and experience and share in on that day. It's a day full of just random acts of kindness, and we have lots of projects that are going to be available. So when Facebook gets back up and running, you can follow our Facebook page. Go to the Facebook page called Love Independence. You're going to see a video from last year that's going to show you some really good ideas of things that other people did. We've also been sharing some posts from last year just as a reminder of what happened and kind of getting everybody focused on that. But I heard from the police chief, and not the police chief, the fire chief, Sean Wallace, and he was saying that there are still some fire hydrants that need to be painted. So that's one project. Scott Patton out in the park, he has lots of projects available from cleaning up the miniature golf course and cleaning up the playgrounds and the skateboard park and the pocket park on South 19th and Poplar and some trash pickup, painting Monkey Island. He's got lots of things on his list that he's needing help with. And so we'll be talking more about some opportunities, as well as hoping that people will start thinking about things that they want to do, and that they can give us a call at the chamber office and share that information, because on that day we'll be out and about taking video footage and pictures and putting together our presentation. Yeah. So again, but I forgot one thing. Shout out to Main Street. They had a very successful event on Saturday night, and there's no rest at Main Street. They're moving right into the St. Patty's Day crawl. It was on my notes, and I just went right past it. So St. Patrick's Day is going to be here March the 16th, and the pub crawl is from 6 to 10, and pub passes are going to be available at the Main Street office. There'll be some at the chamber office. I think they're like $5, and then you buy one, and then they have a drawing at the end of the night, and they divvy up all the money. There's some, you know, really good prize money available, but more importantly, you're helping all of our bars and restaurants in town that are participating. It's a great way to just park your car and walk to all of the different establishments and have a good time.
Absolutely.
So that's it. Well, nothing going on.
I was gonna say, yeah, nothing. You never need to cook again.
That's right.
That's what cooking. We should take away from this.
Yes.
Well, Lisa Wilson, good enough to join us as she does each and every Tuesday. Lisa, thanks so much. Appreciate the update, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks. I'll be back.
We'll have much more coming up next on the Mighty 690 KGGF.